Sunday evening. I keep thinking about what I'll do, twisting and turning in my mind to find a way of behaving that will convince him. There isn't one that I can imagine. We are in opposition. I will always want to do this, and he will always want me not to. Day will always be light, and night dark. When he comes in, he's got a pizza, although he knows I don't eat that crap, in a cardboard box on a circle of polystyrene, and a carton of orange juice. I was sorry for him when he wasn't here, but now the sight of him makes me shake with rage. Get out! Get out! Get out! I swipe at the pizza and send it spinning to the floor. He looks surprised. I thought you'd be hungry.
I don't eat that!
I shriek.
You can't keep me here!
I want to run at him and hit him, but I trip because of the bite locks, and he bends to try and help me up, so I twist round and bite his hand as hard as I can. I'm grabbing at his arms, digging my nails in, trying to swing my feet round to kick him. He yelps and scrambles up away from me, nursing his hand.
Let me go!
I scream.
You can't keep me prisoner! Let me go!
Stop it, he says. No one can hear you.
You're going to keep me here forever, living on junk food and going to the toilet in a bucket! You think you can do that?
I crawl as fast as I can towards the bucket and knock it over, the pee slopping across the floor. I roll in it, so my clothes are wet, and when he comes towards me again, I lash out with my feet together and catch him on the shin. He backs away.
I don't want to do this. I only want to stop you.
You'll never stop me! Never!